We're visiting with Linden head football coach Brent Holting on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, first off, congratulations on the victory Friday night over Osage City, 30-17. Overall, how did you feel about the way the guys played on Friday night?
You know, I was really proud of our kids. It was a game that had a lot of hype, a lot of energy throughout the week from both communities, as close as we are and as big as rivals as we are. And I thought we did a great job of coming out, establishing our style of play. I thought we were very physical. You know, I thought our line up front, Mason Slusher, Bo Baker, did an absolutely fantastic job. And those guys, you know, all of them, of opening holes for our running backs. You know, we had well over 300 yards rushing. And we made the plays we needed to. It wasn't perfect by any means, but we made the plays we needed to win.
And another outstanding game from Dexton Swinehart. I think it was, what, 5 touchdowns that he scored. He also had a fumble recovery, interception. There wasn't any, something that he didn't do on both sides of the ball on Friday night, and he really proved to be a very why he's a valuable player on your roster.
Yeah, and he's a special kid, you know. And like I said, he'd be the first to tell you our line did a great job opening up holes. But, yeah, I think he had over 300 yards of offense. He caused 4 turnovers defensively. You know, he's just one of those kids that has a nose for the ball. He's everywhere. He's a tough kid. We gave him the ball 34 times the other night. You know, he took a beating. And he's just one of those kids that does what he has to do to win. And he did a good job the other night. You know, he was hurting after the game, but I think he'd tell you it was worth it.
We're visiting with Linden head football coach Brent Holting on the Area Coach's Corner. And well, I know the type of player that Dexton is, they don't come along every year. You might have a couple of guys maybe fill his role, but when you get a player like Dexton, boy, what a special guy that has to be to coach.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. And the great thing about Dexton is it's not one of those things that's all natural. I mean, he's a gifted athlete, but he works his tail off in the weight room. And that's the thing. He's worked for everything he's gotten. He's gotten much faster this year. He's gotten a lot stronger, and he does a great job there. He's one of those kids that comes out and works hard every single day at practice. So he's one of those kids you can root for, and he does a great job, along with our other seniors, of leading our team and showing our younger kids, hey, this is the way we play Linden football. This is how we practice. This is how we prepare around here.
Coming up next, it's district play, and I guess – For your team and from a coaching standpoint, it's probably a good situation to go into, knowing that if you don't take care of business these next 3 weeks, your season might be over with.
Yeah, and we've got 2 league games. You know, we've talked to the kids all year long about trying to win our 8th straight league title. So that's in front of us, and not only are they league games, they're district games, and they're rivalries. So when Chase County came out and then competed, Northern Heights is always going to compete and be very well coached. So our kids have got to focus, and we've talked to them even about last week. We won, but we're not perfect by any means. We're making a lot of mistakes that we need to clean up to get to eventually where we want to go this year.
Yeah, if Northern Heights coming up this Friday night, what challenges do they offer your football team?
As I said, Coach French does a great job. They're always fundamentally sound. They're going to take advantage of what you give them defensively. They're going to make adjustments, and there's always openings on any defense, and they're going to try to find them. They do a good job of that. They do a good job of getting aligned right, being fundamentally sound. They've got some kids that can play on the front end there. They got some guys that can run and hit you a little bit. So they're going to be one of those teams that we're going to have to be on top of our game because they're going to be fundamentally sound, and if we're not ready to go, they can sneak up on us and bite us.
Coach Holting, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck on Friday night, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Linden head football coach Brent Holting on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Pyman Title and Escrow and by Ack Real Estate on Country 101.7 FM.